Well, coming up Friday night, down at East of Omaha, the venue there in Griswold, going to have an exciting show featuring Capital Four and their frontman, Tim Stopp, who is with us on the phone here this morning. Talk a little bit about the event and what he's been up to. Tim, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Jim. Thanks for asking.
Very good. Where am I catching up to you today?
I'm actually back at home, finally, which is nice. It's been a rare occasion to get me at home in the last month or so, it's good to be here.
Yeah, where's home for you?
Home is just outside of Chicago. I'm in an old town called Elmhurst, which is probably 20 miles west of downtown, and that's where me and my wife and my daughter are currently residing.
Well, you get a chance to come over here to Iowa to play this weekend. It's not foreign to you, right?
No, we play Iowa all the time, although it's rare that we have to drive 6 hours to get to where we're going in Iowa. Griswold is about as remote as we play in Iowa, so it's good. We get to kind of spread our wings more of the great state of Iowa this weekend, and we're excited about it.
You bet. You and I were talking before we started on the air here, too, that you're an Iowa boy.
That's right. Yeah, Quad City man. I was there the first, 18 years of my life, and a couple of years after that as well. But I've bounced around a lot since then. As I said, I'm in Chicago now, but yeah, no, I consider Iowa home still. It's my home state. I'm a Hawkeye fan through and through.
Oh, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Tim. Talk a little bit about your career and where life has taken you. How did you get into the music industry?
So, that's a good question. After college, I went to Wake Forest in North Carolina. I left college, and I knew I wanted to pursue music in some form. I was a performer. I had bands in college. I was writing songs. I figured, well, let's just take that on the road and see what happens. And no, there was never like an official moment where I became part of the music industry by any means. I just kind of kept playing and playing, and the next thing you know, that's all I was doing. So I'd say for the last, 8 years, it's been only songwriting and performing, and it's kind of taken me all over, and it's given me some really cool opportunities, and it's been it's an interesting job. It keeps you on your toes, but it's been a lot of fun.
It does do that. It's, as everyone knows, a very difficult industry to try to break into and really be successful. In some respects, it's kind of like trying to be a ball player. You can rummy around the minor leagues for a while, not making much money and doing a lot of work with the hope of making the big time. And music's kind of the same way. Sometimes you have to work real hard at it, and you have to get out to a lot of different places and things. But sometimes opportunities come along for you as well. It makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, as far as comparison to sports, and there's no question that it's similar. The good thing about being an independent musician is that you can kind of do it on your own. I mean, you look at like a ball player, they kind of have to rely on systems. Musicians sometimes do, but like with the emergence of internet and Spotify, and there's a lot of different ways to get yourself out there. And it kind of puts the power in the hands of independent musicians to make a career out of it. Maybe you won't be the next Justin Bieber on YouTube, but you can make a living on it, and you can enjoy doing what you love, and it gives you the opportunity. So I've been really grateful for that.
Yeah, a lot of ways to reach folks these days, and one of those is to get out and play in front of them. East of Omaha is a fairly new music venue. It's not been around for very long. Are you excited to get into something fresh and new?
Absolutely. I've heard great things about it. It sounds like they do a wonderful job setting up the shows and taking care of the artists and fostering a real music scene in a, kind of a smaller town. I'm not sure how big Griswold is, but I understand it's a smaller town in Iowa. And we love to be a part of something grassroots like that. So we're really excited to get out there this weekend.
Well, and I hear from a lot of artists, too, that we visit with when they visit some of these different venues. Yeah, everybody would love to play stadium crowds. That's ultimate, right? But, it's sometimes you lose something when you're playing before such a giant audience. It's kind of fun to, get back to your roots and play before people who you can actually look into their eyes.
Yeah, I would never complain about playing in front of a huge audience. We got the opportunity to open for Chicago for the last month and had to play some really cool theaters and some arenas. And yeah, I'm not going to complain about that. But you're absolutely right that it changes the dynamic of the show. You're playing to kind of this idea of a huge crowd as opposed to almost like individuals. You have that intimacy that you get in a smaller room. You kind of get to know the crowd. You can feel the energy a little differently. And it does change the complexity of the show, and I find there are pros and cons to both. I like doing either one as long as the crowd is there and the energy is there. We have fun either way.
Hey, talk a little bit about the band Capital Four. How did you guys all get together?
Capital Four is something we put together last year. As I mentioned, being an independent musician can be interesting, and it's led me to doing party-type shows from time to time when called upon. So we'll do all the, you know, the popular cover music and things like that just to kind of keep the crowd moving. So last year we decided to make it official, and Tim Stop, that's me, that's my original act. So when we go on a Tim Stop, we're playing original music, but it's Capital Four, we're playing all the popular covers. So we got together last year and been doing, you know, all sorts of parties and things like that for the last year or so. But it sounds like at East of Omaha, we're going to do mostly covers. We might throw in a few originals, but we're going to do kind of have some fun with it. It'll be a little different for us, and we'll just play whatever we feel like the crowd's into that night. So we'll try to read the audience a little bit.
Well, I was checking out some videos online, too, of some of the performances that you guys have had a chance to do. And, it sounds like you're doing a lot of stuff that folks are going to know. They can sing along to. They can have fun with. It just sounds like it's fun music. Going to be a fun night.
Yeah, we try to mix it up. We do, covers from ranging from the Beatles to, you know, Billy Joel to Bruno Mars to Dave Matthews. So it's a pretty good mix of genres, styles, and time periods. So hopefully there's a little something for everybody. That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, so do you try to do a little of everything? Country, pop, rock, all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's we don't know a ton of country. We know some country. We're going to definitely bust what we know out this weekend. We do a lot of rock and pop. We do just kind of stuff that I feel like is that everybody likes, but obviously you can't please everybody. We're just going to try to have as much fun with the dance floor moving as best we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about, you said you were opening up for Chicago here recently. That had to be quite an experience for you. Can you talk a little bit about how much fun that must have been?
Yeah, so this is not the first time, thankfully. I've been touring with them a handful of times over the last 5 years or so, as Tim Stop doing my original music. It's been a really neat opportunity. This last time was the first time we were able to do it with the full band, so we got to, as I mentioned, play really pretty big arenas and theaters as a full band, and got some great reactions and some cool video, and get to know the band Chicago even better. They're incredible guys, super nice, very welcoming, and of course they're awesome musicians. So it was just a really really neat experience, and I think it helped us grow as musicians, and just learning from Chicago helped us to grow, not just musicians, but people as well. So it was a really cool opportunity for us.
I guess maybe folks aren't familiar with how the dynamics are with stuff like that, but when you get a chance to play with an established opera, a group like Chicago, are they helpful? Do they try to help, you know, younger performers to work on their craft and to give them some advice?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say outside of my experience with Chicago. I don't know if all bands are like this, but specifically with them, they were very welcoming. There's 10 guys, so couldn't get to know all of them extremely well, but I had friends in Chicago from the tours I had done with them before. But even on this tour, yeah, they were extremely encouraging. They were really friendly, easy to get along with, and if you had any questions for them, my drummer in particular got along with their drummer extremely well, and they're still buddies, and they go back and forth, and they share thoughts and advice, and it's neat to see real legends of the music industry just kind of helping out a band that people aren't as familiar with, obviously. So it was a good learning experience for us, and yeah, they're as nice as you'd ever hope them to be, for sure.
Probably just like any other business, those types of networking opportunities are just golden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely, I mean, it was just, we tried to just have fun with it. You know, we got, I mean, sure, you can look at it like a networking thing, but at the same time, it's more just, you know, establishing relationships and enjoying the moments that we have with them, because they were special on stage and special backstage, and those are the kind of experiences that you can't really replicate. So we just enjoyed them, and it's a benefit that we call them friends now.
Yeah, and that probably shows in the show, too. It's a lot more fun to go out and have fun when you're enjoying it yourself and it's not just a job.
Yeah, I mean, the pressure's off, I think, to a degree, when you know that everybody's getting along and having a good time, and you're just a bit more relaxed. And I think that certainly shows up on stage, yeah.
Excellent. Tim, give them the sales pitch. Tell them to come on out Friday.
Yeah, well, I've heard only great things about East of Omaha. We're excited to show up. We'd love to meet as many people from Griswold as we possibly can. We're going to do our best to have have you guys have as much fun as you possibly can as well. So come on out Friday night. We'd love to meet you guys. It's going to be a great time.
Excellent. That's coming up this Friday, June 14th. Doors open up at 6 p.m. Tickets are just $20. Make sure you go online. You can get those ahead of time, eastofomaha.com. Pick those up and check it out. It's a great opportunity for you. A lot of folks are already having a great time there in the few events they've held at East of Omaha. Make sure you're not left out. Tim Stopp and Capital Four will be there here this Friday night. And Tim, again, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great show.
All right, Jim. My pleasure talking to you.